Wally Koontz describes the significance of the local World War II memorial to West Medford today.
Outstanding. Yeah. Was dedicated about the first week in October.
Yeah. Right in the center of Medford, right next
to the temple.
Yeah, okay. To the temple and the high school.
The temple gave the city the land to put the temple there. A fantastic ceremony, I guess, the first week in October.
Yeah.
Just heart rendering ceremony.
Yeah.
Dedicated to the veterans that enlisted from Medford.
Yeah. Because a lot of them didn't get their diplomas because they had to fight in the war, leave school, fight in the war. Yeah.
And they came back and had to work.
Mm-hmm. Some of them didn't come back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those who didn't come back, there's a star on their name on this memorial. I think there's probably close to 9,000 names on that memorial.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's right. You go up there now, you'll see people looking at their family names. It's just beautiful. Just beautiful.
There are very few World War II veterans around. They're dying in the country about 1,000 a day, as you know. During World War II, everybody and his brother was in the service.
Yeah.
And I think we have one left, Whitfield Justice, World War II.
Mm-hmm. My cousin, Lloyd.
Lloyd lives up in Buzzards Bay, right, Sonny?
Yeah.
Miss Carlotta Frisbee recalls her husband Herbert's experience in World War II, from the draft to coming home.
So he didn't know what he was going to do. I said, you know what you got to do. Uncle Sam going to call. You know where you're going. I called down to the recruit. I don't know who he is, but I don't know what anybody else ever went through all this. I told him that I was expecting and my husband was going into service and I was all alone and blah, 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 blah. Don't you know they were nice enough?
Wow.
Wow. You wouldn't believe this. This is a true story. And they deferred him for 3 months. And 3 months to the day, he got this call, you know, that he had to report. The recruiter came to our house, drove him, and I went with him to South Station. And I was standing at South Station when I thought it was a troop train that came in. And was another woman there. And her, I don't know their story to this day. But then was another woman there. And you know how these guys all waving and just carrying on at South Station. And we, the two of us, we stood there and we screeched and screamed and put on a show. Because our husbands... We didn't know where they were going, you know. Well, when they got to Liverpool, they decided that because the war in the Pacific was closing down, why send these fellas to the Pacific when the war is over? And they all, you just rather send them all back to America. And that's what happened.
Although many soldiers left West Medford to serve during World War II, they were still very connected to their home. West Medford was just as committed to the soldiers as the soldiers were to their home during and after the war. Listen as three sisters, Mrs. Gloria Bowens, Mrs. Esther Ellis, and Mrs. Jean Swan, remember how the Ladies Auxiliary Group and the Lend a Hand Club supported the soldiers.
They were serious. They got together and cooked, those women, and they did packages and they sent them often to the soldiers, right?
Uh-huh. Mrs. Carlotta Frisbee fondly remembers the involvement of the soldiers in the West Medford Community Center after they returned home from war.
And they stayed involved, and that was how we got that building down there. All of them stayed involved. But you don't find those kind of young people today, not out here. But they were very, very active. We had families of brothers when it was in World War II, and all lieutenants. And in fact, most of them are passed now.